This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Susie Ahn, and this is The Rundown. Freelance workers in Illinois will enjoy new protections starting on Monday. My colleague Alex Degman reports that a new law going into effect outlines new requirements for freelance contracts and when payments have to be made. It also allows freelancers to recover attorney's fees if the case goes to court. Democratic State Representative Will Gazzardi of Chicago was the sponsor. He says he talks to a lot of snubbed freelancers who don't go to small claims court, and this will help them.
It's an $800 job or a $1,200 job, and it's just not worth the hassle for me to chase them down and force them to pay me this money. And they know it, and that's why they're doing this, because they know I'm not going to chase them down for it.
The new law applies only to contracts of $500 or more. It does not apply to so-called independent contractors like Lyft or DoorDash drivers. Federal officials estimate a million fewer students will receive the Pell Grant this year. The funding is meant to help America's neediest students afford college. As my colleague Lisa Kurian-Phillip reports, the only way to get the Pell Grant is to submit a new version of the Federal Financial Aid Form, or FAFSA, launched this year. Lynn Baker with the Illinois Student Assistance Commission says it's been a mess.
Many students had significant issues, went in multiple times to try to do this, and some students just gave up and said, I'm just not going to enroll this year.
But Baker says it's not too late to submit the form and get Pell funding. She says her agency is offering virtual sessions to help students through the process so they can head to campus in the fall. The Chicago Teachers Union announced yesterday the candidates it will support for the first school board election. My colleague Sarah Karp reports that CTU President Stacey Davis-Gates says she was impressed when the list of the 47 candidates was released.
I see a lot of parents. I see a lot of LSC members on there. I see a lot of organizers on that list. I see Chicago on that list.
Even though the final list of candidates just came out on Monday, Davis-Gates said the union had a robust vetting process for its endorsements. It is backing one candidate each in 9 districts, and in District 6, it's backing 2 candidates. At least half are current or former educators. Election day is November 5th. In other education news, the U.S. Department of Education hosted a regional summit this month at the University of Illinois Chicago. Leaders from across the country convened to collect ideas on how to tackle teacher shortages. Illinois State Education Superintendent Tony Sanders says they've set diversity goals for teacher prep programs and invested in a new teacher vacancy grant over the past few years.
It's funded again this year for $45 million, and it's giving resources to the top 20% of school districts that have 80% of the vacancies.
Low-income schools and schools with a higher number of students of color tend to have the most severe shortages. In special education, early childhood, and bilingual teachers are often the most difficult jobs to fill. Weather-wise, it's a gray Friday for us, and the chance for showers and thunderstorms continues on through the evening and into Saturday morning. The clouds are expected to give way to sunny skies on Saturday, with a high near 87. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Susie Ahn. Thanks for listening.